When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us. If you have not heard yet, first of all, it's an Astros AL wild card game.
Oh, Monday. That's today?
Yeah, if you have not heard.
What time is it? 1:30?
1:32 now.
Get it right.
Get it right. You probably should be there a little early. Yeah. This game is on ABC, letting you know. So that is where this is going to pop up. And Yordan Alvarez, DHing. And batting second, which means he did indeed make the roster. Justin Verlander did not. Not too unexpected. Let's get into the question of the day. This is inspired by a few things.
Mm-hmm.
What's your worst bad beat in sports or in life? 713-572-4610. I got one for either of
those. What's your worst bad beat? Now, obviously, I thought we actually talked about this yesterday. And I thought we were going to play it off of the end of the Texans game.
In fact, we had two situations.
Yeah.
Monday Night Football had a similar thing. Well, although one of those was the safety.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, the Texans, it felt like they should have covered at the end of that game versus the Jaguars because I thought that they had a safety.
Yeah.
In that one. And they ultimately decided, no, that he had
somehow gotten forward progress. Though he got away and tried to run.
Yeah, and once you're trying to run, that forward progress is erased and negated, and you are in the paint, my boy.
They got the call from Vegas.
Yeah, yeah. I guess so. I guess so.
It's a fix. The fix is in.
All right. I don't want to encourage this fool.
He said, all right. No.
We got to make sure that's not a safety.
Yeah. And so one of these games on Monday night, we had a safety that wasn't, and then it was. Well, it was, and then it was, and then it was again. But then in the other one, the game with the Titans, where the Titans, I guess Mason Rudolph is just going to be the quarterback of the Titans now. We'll talk about that more later. But there was a backdoor cover in that, which I definitely didn't see because I got away from that game as soon as I realized what the end result was going to be.
Yeah, the over-under was 37.5. And with less than, 2.5 minutes left, they were up like 8 or 9. I mean, it was under by 8 or 9. Well, then they get a safety. Then there's this bedlam on the ensuing intentional onside kick. Lo and behold, the Titans have the ball on the 10-yard line.
Killed playing fullback, and they hand it off to Pollard. He's trying to bounce it to the edge. Pollard going for the pylon, diving, signal, touchdown,
what a
Tennessee.
Wave, a wave of emotion.
That wave of emotion is not about the game.
Yeah, I was like, what's the emotion there, buddy?
It was 30 damn seconds left.
30 seconds left, and they get 9 points and go over. And the internet, of course, naturally went berserk. But it got me to thinking about what's not even sports, because my bad beat, my all-time bad beat is not sports. So what's your worst bad beat in sports or life? You haven't heard this story yet.
No, I have not.
The year was 1991.
Okay.
So I'm covering my first Masters in Augusta, Georgia, all right? And there's this writer from the East Coast, I believe at the time he worked in New Jersey, that was really into investments. Like he'd made a lot of money on, you know, in stocks.
Okay.
And he was sitting next to me all week long telling me, man, there's this company down in Austin I really like a lot. I put a little bit here, a little bit there. And keep in mind, I'm still in my 20s, so I don't really...
You're like, get out of here, old man.
You ain't thinking about that type of stuff right now.
But here's the thing, and figure you know this part. I got a little chunk of money for a book that I contributed to, that I collaborated on. So I had like $5,000 just sitting around, thinking, I'll just put in savings. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to trust him. I think I'm going to pull the trigger and put $3,000 or $4,000 in this stock. I didn't.
What'd you do with the money?
The stock was Dell.
Ah!
The stock was Dell.
That'd have been useful.
And I looked it up this morning because every time we've had this conversation, I've always said, I wonder, I wonder, I wonder. Okay? So in 1991, Dell was selling at $17 a share. It had just really been public since the 1989, a couple of years before, whatever. So I'm covering the Masters. Ian Woosnam won that one, by the way. And in 1991, it was $17 a share. It has since split 11 times.
Oh, boy.
So $3,000 or $4,000 at $17 a share, I would have had, you know, decent amount of stock. It has since split 11 times, and the stock price today is off the charts even. But in the 90s, it went nuts. So I looked it up. Right now, today, it's trading at $113.71 after 11 splits. Okay?
Yeah, that's
$1.3 million.
Man.
Well,
$4,000 would have gotten me $1.3 million. Now, clearly, I always justify it this way.
You would have sold a long time ago.
I would have sold in 1995.
You'd have been like, we have ridden the wave.
I won $5,000. I earned $5,000. I'm out.
We came, we saw, we conquered.
Had I kept it in from 1991, $1.3 million.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Damn, that's tough.
That's a bad beat.
How do I follow such a story?
Yeah, I'm about to say, what kind of computers are we on right now?
We are on Dell.
Yeah, you get to see that every day. You get to look up that and see.
Rude reminder.
That's tough. For me, I was trying to quantify what is a bad beat in life. So I have two things here. Y'all tell me if I'm on the right track here. One of them feels like everybody appreciates to some degree, and I'm usually pretty good about them, except in one circumstance, in particular, and that is the trial that ultimately turns into the recurring charge, or just the recurring charge in general. I am currently fighting Google on this one in particular. There was a point in time where I needed a little extra storage space on the cloud, and so I pay for their cloud service, right? And like, all right, you pay for the year. All right, I can pay for that upright, no problem, up front, right? And every year I'm like, remember to cancel it when we get up to that time because I don't need it no more.
Yeah.
I'm going to use a cloud storage for it. And every year I get that notification, your account has been charged for the next year. And I'm like, damn it.
You get beat every year.
Damn it.
I do too. I got to tell you, I always buy the cloud space just because I don't want to lose anything.
But it's always like, man, I'm going to get in under the gun on before it charges my card. And I'm usually really good about all that. I cancel the trials. I set it, and I just Google keeps beating me. And I don't know why I have let them beat me like 3 years in a row and charge me for some cloud space I'm not using.
Yeah.
So that's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, I do wonder if this one works because I was talking about this. I was on the train that in this past NBA playoffs, that there were only two good teams in the East. That is the Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers.
Ouch.
With Joel Embiid. And I was like, Joel Embiid, once he worked his way back from an in-season injury, people were like, I don't know if you should still. I'm like, nah, he makes his way back. He doesn't even have to be all the way healthy. If he's playing, that is one of the two good teams. They'll make it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
And in game one of their first round series, while putting up, I think he had like 28 points. 29 points, in fact, actually. And he was 8 rebounds, 6 assists, and he goes up for a dunk.
Oh.
And comes down, and he is injured. On an and-one dunk where he throws it off the glass to himself. Yeah. And he comes down injured, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Right? Like, this dude had barely been back to basketball off of his injury for a few weeks, and he was just getting himself, and he wasn't even, like, fully himself and was already hooping. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm about to be right as hell, man. It's about to be great. And then because he decided to try and be and-one Escalade or something, or the air up there, or one of these guys, threw it off the glass, tried to dunk it, came down, and now he's hurt, and then he misses the rest of the playoffs, and clearly the Sixers did not win in that situation. I was like, man, I was this close. I felt like I was this close to being right on that. No, you were
not. You want to be right.
All right, so my bad break. This is a bad break in life because I've been doing my podcast for a long time, and it was 2019, 2018, 2019, and we had Carl Crawford up here, and a lot of people know Carl Crawford as the baseball player, but he's like this hip-hop mogul now, who have his own record label and all that stuff. and we had him on the podcast. And we was up here with ESG, chatting it up and all that stuff. And he brung up this artist he had named Megan Thee Stallion.
Get out.
So no. I'm like, no. look, me being me, I had no idea who that was. And he mentioned like, yeah, we can bring her up here. I'm like, all right, cool. Just kind of brushed it off a little bit.
Yeah.
Didn't realize this was Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
I could have had her on the podcast, man. And I just totally blew it off. It wasn't until months later where I'm like,
she blew up.
Yeah, I'm like, oh,
so she hadn't really blown up.
Nah, she haven't blown up at all. Yeah. She was, people knew her on the internet for like freestyling outside of a car and all that stuff. But nah, she was nowhere near this big yet. And I was just like, dog it, I could have had her up here in this studio.
And I thought you were going to take that maybe to another level. It was like, could have gotten a number or something, like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, I would have had her on even if I thought she sucked.
But see,
just because of what she looked like.
That's crazy.
I had no idea who she was.
Right.
Yeah. And so I'm thinking like, all right, Carl trying to do this record label thing, and he got these artists. He's
trying to promote some.
These independent artists, and like, everybody got that. Yeah, but I'm like, dang. I missed it. Yeah, I missed the opportunity. I even sat there. I was talking to T. Ferris was up here too.
Yeah.
Talking to him. Man, he was just like, yeah, everything cool. I was so focused on Paul Wall.
Yeah,
I was up here trying to get Paul. I should have been focused on Megan Thee Stallion. But by that time, I realized how big she was going to be. It was too late, man. Like, she ain't about to come up here now.
You could have been in her posse right now, man.
I know.
In her circle.
The other thing is, back to my podcast. Mm-hmm. I had the chance to have Crazy Bone from Bone Thugs.
Yeah.
And I kind of screwed up because I didn't realize he was living in L.A. So
bad timing? Time zone?
Time zone got me, man. Oh. I'm thinking like, all right, he going to hop on 1 o'clock.
Too late.
Early. I'm sitting there like, hey, where is he at? And everything just got totally messed up. Missed the opportunity,
That's
man.
Tough.
Yeah.
Some coming in. There's some good ones here.
Yeah, the A32 is making me feel pretty good about my Dell thing. Said his uncle was one of the first 4 or 5 employees of Dell, but left to go to Hewlett-Packard, which went bankrupt.
Oh, man.
If you're one of the first 4 or 5, you're probably worth $100 million.
You are not actively working anymore, I'll tell you that for sure. Another A32 mentions their junior season in high school basketball. They made the shot to send the game to playoff game to overtime. Then they got a high ankle sprain on the landing, so they couldn't play overtime, and then they lost.
Oh, that's a bad beat.
That is tough.
That is a bad beat.
And then there's another person who actually has a ticket. Bad beat. Rice basketball last year, +7.5 against North Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Less than 10 seconds left, down 2 points. Rice missed a shot. Coach thought there was a foul there, and they fouled UNT. And then the coach got ejected. 2 techs.
Oh,
UNT made all 6 of those free throws.
Oh, no.
And they won by 8. They said they had a 14 parlay for $200, would have won $2,400.
On the coach, 2 techs, and all 4 made free throws?
Like, what are the chances? What are the chances that you have that kind of thing? And then, of course, Bitcoin. Shout out to A32.
Bitcoin might have got a lot of people.
Yeah, it did.
Bitcoin. It just never made sense to me. So I was like, neither. Why would I do that?
Yeah.
You're telling me I'm buying
FTCs and all this? What's the FPCs or whatever that is?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Even if it is.
Oh, NFCs?
NFCs and all that crap. man, could get down with it, man.
John is right. She's too fine not to interview.
Right.
What was your problem?
Let me be clear. I had no idea who she was. I didn't see her.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he just said I got the artist Megan Thee Stallion. I'm just like, oh, okay. I ain't think nothing of it. I wasn't hip to her. I did not. If I seen her, of course I would have been like, come up here now.
Right.
But I haven't seen her.
Actually, I'll come there. Wherever you are. Don't even worry about it. Some bad beats on our question of the day on this Texas Ticket Tuesday. We will be giving out a pair of tickets to Texans Bills in the noon o'clock hour. But coming up next, we're heading into the 11 o'clock hour, and you know what that means. We get to talk to B. Scott. We'll start with talking around the NFL. Let's talk a little bit about that Monday Night Football game and what it might mean for the Texans. We do that next.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.